Good job, everybody. Welcome to episode 4 of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. First of all, everybody, welcome back. Can't believe it's already March. It's already the end of the first quarter of 2020. So I hope everyone's year has gone off to a great start, a lot of new business, and everyone's really prospering so far. The next thing I'd like to talk about is this coronavirus thing. I have yet to really stumble across any sort of research on how it affects your internet marketing strategies for pest control. All I do know is that a lot of people are staying home, which means more people on the internet. So, you know, really taking advantage of some of the internet marketing strategies that are out there, not just with Google, but with Facebook, Instagram, and also with display ads, YouTube ads, things like that, I think may be beneficial. So something to keep an eye on. If it's still pretty crazy this time next month, I'll probably do an episode on that once some more data comes in. In the meantime, stay safe, avoid highly populated areas, consistently wash your hands, don't go out if you don't need to. Personally, I'm not really freaking out. I have a pretty strong immune system, I believe, knock on wood. But I know some people are really starting to freak out. So whether you are or not, definitely stay safe. Okay. Last time we talked about keyword match types. So if you have not seen episode number 3, which is keyword match types, pause this podcast right now and go listen to that and then come back. You're not going to fully understand this episode analyzing search terms if you don't know about the different keyword match types. Okay. So again, pause it right now or go back and listen to episode 3 if you have not already. Okay. So the topic today is analyzing search terms. So first I'm going to define what a search term is. Now this is my definition. The search term is essentially the user's actual search as it's related to your keyword. So it's the actual search query that the user typed in. So for example, if you tell Google, I want to show up on page 1 for pest control near me, then unless it's exact match, you're going to show up for all types of variations of that. So those variations is what is considered a search term. Not everybody types in pest control near me. You know, people search very differently depending on where they are and things like that. So Google scoops all those random search terms up for you. Now, some of them are good, some of them are bad. And that's essentially what this episode is about, is finding out where your search terms are located and then what's the best way of really analyzing them. So again, it's very important that you understand the difference between keywords and search terms, okay? They're not the same thing, according to Google Ads at least, at all. They're very different. They're very different things, all right? So how to access your search terms. So if you're in your Google Ads platform, essentially under the Google Ads logo on the top left, you can click on search campaigns, which is the dark first, the first navigation on the very left. It's kind of like a dark background. Click on search campaigns, or you can look at it on a campaign level or even an ad group level. So I like to look at it from the search campaigns level, since simply because search campaigns are just search keywords. So it makes a little bit more sense to just click on search campaigns and then analyze all of them from there. And then on the second navigation, it's kind of like the lighter background. Click on keywords, and then there's a drop down, and then click on search terms. Okay, so the first dark navigation would be search campaigns, and then the lighter second navigation would be keywords and then search terms. And then that's your list of search terms when you're there. You want to look at your date range, you know, if you're going to be analyzing daily or weekly or monthly, you know, you want to kind of always look at the right date range. So initially, if you're starting off, honestly, I would look at it every day. If you have time, I know it's kind of hard to do that, but essentially you want to take a look at it every day. But over time, once it gets better and better, you can get away with weekly and then eventually monthly. Now, when you're looking at the search terms, you want to look at the right data. Now, there's a lot of things you could be looking at when you analyze your search terms. What I like to look at are a few things. The main thing is keywords. So you have to go, I believe it's on the right-hand side, there's these like columns. This is columns icon. You click on it and you make sure keywords is selected. Okay. So you want to be able to see the search term and the keyword right next to it. Okay. So that's important. And then you can look at impressions, just kind of see how many times that search term got viewed or searched for. And then you can see clicks. And then this is important, the average cost per click, you know, that always determines as well. If it's a bad search term, but it didn't really cost you much, then maybe it's not as important to really fix that. So you can kind of, you know, use a little bit of intuition to figure that out. So I like to look at the two main things I like to look at are obviously the keyword. You have to look at the keyword. And the second one is the average cost per click. All right, next you want to identify the bad search terms, okay? Now, I believe this is sort of an art. There's no science behind this, and everyone kind of does this differently. This is how we've been doing it for the past 15 years for all of our clients, and we've got great keywords and great search terms because we've got so much data. But essentially, let's say a search term showed up, and it was ant home remedy for killing ants. That was the actual search term. Somebody physically typed that into Google. Ant home remedy for killing ants. Now, the question is this a good search term or a bad search term? Now, people will argue either way. Hey, that's someone that's possibly looking for my services. Yes, you're right. I would argue that as long as that keyword or that search term, was a low costing search term for you, then perhaps keep it. Because essentially, if you have everything built right, you can have them potentially go to one of your landing pages or your website. If you have remarketing set up, you know, we can follow them around the web, which we'll probably do an episode on that later if you don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do in that sense. But if this is one of your main keywords and you're spending decent amount of money per click, you know, $6, $8, $10, $12 a click, then I'm going to go ahead and say that this is a bad search term. Me personally, I believe this is a bad search term. Why? I only want search terms that are servicing, meaning bottom of funnel, meaning people who are actually looking to purchase a service, they know that they're going to have to hire someone to fix this issue. And home remedy is more of a DIYer. I would not want any of my clients to pay for that. So to me, that's a bad search term. All right. So let's say you've identified a bad search term. Okay. I'm sure you have tons of bad search terms. How do you fix them? Okay. So let's take the same example. Ant home remedy for killing ants. Okay. That was actually triggered by ant control keyword. Okay. So I have ant control as just broad match. Okay. No broad match modifier, no phrase, nothing. So ant control triggered ant home remedy for killing ants. So there's really two ways to fix this. If I believe that ant home remedy for killing ants is a bad search term, the first thing I can do is I can adjust the keyword match type. Okay. Now, if I'm looking at the last 7 days of data and I just realized that the keyword ant control broad match is just pulling up a bunch of bad search terms, then that essentially tells me that the problem is with the keyword. Okay. So maybe I want to add a plus sign in front of control, or maybe I want to put ant control in brackets. Now there's give and take for both. Again, go back to episode 3 for refresher, But essentially, you want to play with the right match types with the right keywords to find that sweet spot for each one. Okay. So you want to adjust the keyword match type if it's a common issue from the keyword angle. Okay. If it's not, right, if it's just, hey, this Ant Control pulled out some great search terms, but just this one is bad, add a negative keyword. Okay. Now, I don't think we've touched too much on negative keywords. I think we may have touched on it briefly in episode 3, but essentially, a negative keyword is essentially a word or a phrase, if you identify it that way, that tells Google to never show my ad if this is being typed in. For example, in this case, I believe the word remedy should be a negative. Why? Because I don't envision remedy being in any search where the user is typing something in for a servicing search term. Okay. So I would just add remedy broad match as a negative, which is minus remedy, or you just go into your negative keyword list and do that. So I think the way you get to negative keywords is under keywords where you saw search terms, there's negatives there as well. And you can add that on different campaign levels, ad group levels, account levels, or whatever you want. So that's two ways of fixing it. You want to do this regularly. And it's very important that you do this, because remember, you're paying money for every single click. Okay. If you have 100 clicks and 50 of them were bad and you spent $3,000, you literally lost $1,500 down the drain. So fixing the bad search terms is crucial in terms of, you know, building a negative keyword list and then finding the right keywords. You know, we believe in our agency, you know, we've been doing it for so long that we have the right keywords, the right keyword match types, and we have a huge negative keyword list so that all search terms are almost perfect. And that's really where you want to get to in time. All right, guys, I hope that helped. Again, make sure you watch episode 3 before watching this one. But thanks for tuning in. Be sure to analyze your search terms regularly. Okay, it's very important. If you have good search terms, then at least do it monthly. Maybe have someone in the office, you know, give you a search term report. If you have an agency that you're hiring, or anyone that you're hiring, ask them to send you a search terms report. Okay, what actual search terms are you paying for? Keywords look great. Keywords are always going to look great, but which actual search terms are you paying for? Take a look at those. Make sure that there's active measures on fixing those and cleaning those up. Feel free to email me at pcimpodcast.com. You can go to the contact us page. It's pcimpodcast.com. If you have any questions, and yeah, good luck. And I'm Andy Patel, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.